Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Action Park Media.
Hi, I'm Ethan Suplee. Welcome to American Glutton. Outside of acting, my two favorite things to do are diet and eat. I have a very complicated relationship with food, and on this podcast, we're going to talk about all of it. Food as entertainment, food as sport, food as fuel. I'll talk to experts and the average person, just like you and me.
I hate to ask you to do anything, but if you're enjoying the show, please take a moment to like, subscribe, rate, review, all of the above on whatever app you're getting it from. Back on American Glutton for the second time, I'm excited to welcome comedian and podcaster extraordinaire Stavros Halkias. You can find him and his wonderful calendar at StaviBaby2 on Instagram. Stavros Halkias.
That's right, baby.
Welcome to the American Glutton Podcast.
Dude, IRL, it feels beautiful. It's nice to smell your pheromones.
Yeah, we're here in the same room. It's wild. You're on the West Coast.
I'm on the West Coast, baby. We just had some fucking Mediterranean food.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fueled up.
Me too.
Yeah.
Before we start talking about health and fitness and all that,
yes,
I do want to ask when the By Men, Only for Men 2022 calendar.
Yes, yes. I'm in. Part of the reason I'm in town is I'm shooting parts of the Stavi Baby 2022 erotic nude calendar.
I can't and fucking wait.
That's, listen,
wait.
The second they're printed, we're sending one right to fucking American Glutton Worldwide headquarters.
Yes.
you're getting the
and
deluxe
it's going
treatment.
Up. All dates will be put on that.
Yeah, everything will be put up on that. Yeah, I took some very nice, some nude karate inspired pictures. Listen, we might be showing ball sack this year. We might push the envelope and get sack in the mix.
I love it.
Yeah, dude.
So the last time we talked, you had gotten a fucking solid routine.
Yes, I was in my zone.
You were in
for
your
sure.
zone. You had rented a second apartment. You turned into a gym.
Yeah, we had the basement into a gym. The last time we talked, I was soaring. I was flying high.
Yes.
Things have not. It is fun because we were like, let's do a fucking checkup episode. And look,
yeah.
We're not crushing it that way anymore.
Okay,
you know?
That's fine.
But I will. Yeah, that was like, honestly, we talked like the height, and then it was like my little brothers were coming to visit.
Yes.
And then the world opens up, and then it's like
you had your cheat meal dialed to the point where you were going on to maintenance for your cheat
exactly.
meal, which is the smart way
exactly,
to do it.
Exactly. But then it was like. It's just like you get, it's literally like you just get that little bit of, you get that, I don't know that I was ready for a cheat meal of those proportions,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could have handled like one meal, but dude, we went fucking buck wild.
Did that throw you off or did you get back on?
It threw me off a little bit. I mean, I got back into the mix and then I just kind of, I maintained, don't get me wrong. I haven't been like going absolutely crazy, but it's more of like, I'm kind of in like a, So now I've started, I'm on tour, right? And it's like, as a stand-up comic on tour, that's, it's even, like, I think I got my shit kind of in a good place, maintenance-wise. I was like, I wasn't gaining any weight, and I was doing, I also had some injuries, which were fucking brutal, because, you know, I'm trying to get like you, I'm trying to get big arms, little titties. That's the ultimate fitness goal for me. I just want to be one of these fucking guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to keep a little belly. I never don't want to have the belly. So, but I fucked my, I fucked like tendons up in my, like, you know, in my elbow, and so I wasn't lifting.
Is it on the outside or the inside?
It's,
is it from tricep curls or bicep curls?
I think it's from bicep curls.
Yeah. I ruptured my biceps tendon. It's not fun.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So that, and you're like, it's the enthusiasm for lifting is like, I've, you know, you want, I know it's like fucking, you know, fucking hack shit to be like, I want to bench press and I want to have fucking big ass fucking arms, bro.
Yeah.
But that is like, in your head, I feel fucking powerful when I'm doing this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like in my head for a second, I'm like in fucking prison and I'm getting jacked for those, for those 10 seconds. I'm like the fucking leader of a fucking, of a somehow non-racist in prison gang. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm living in a fantasy world where it's like, I have a coalition, a rainbow coalition of dangerous ex-cons, and we're all getting jacked in a basement. And when that's taken from me, it's like, oh, what, I'm going to do fucking squats and planks?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not, you know, it's not as fun.
Yeah.
But, so I've just, dude, honestly, I've maintained like a, I'm just trying to be sort of healthy. I'm trying to, on the road, I walk a lot. That's my, like, I've gone like low impact where it's like, I walk like, I'm in a new city where something cool is happening. I walk like 9 miles a day, you know, I'm like taking like little hikes, I'm like whatever, and I do like little body weight exercises in the hotel. So I'm just trying to.
Does you're touring now?
Yeah.
Does that, because I just spent 3 months in Mexico, and when I arrived, it was like full panic because Mexico, you know, I've had to go away in America, and I always kind of feel like I'll find a supermarket. Find something. Mexico was a little bit tougher. And living in a hotel that isn't like, I don't have a kitchen.
Yes.
That's tough. But like right when I was perfectly in my groove, I've got my gym, I've got my supermarket, I've got everything. Everything's perfect. Then they were like, oh no, now we're going to move around the country for the next 2 months.
Yeah, brutal.
And I feel like every time, like I sometimes sit and envy people with 9-to-5s who have just a guaranteed schedule.
Yeah. Well, dude, that's the thing. And that's, I think, the hardest. That's been the hardest departure from when we talked. Because the reality is, I was happier when my career was stalled completely, right? I wasn't on the road. Yeah, I was working on a couple things here and there, but I was like, now I'm like on the road, I'm selling tickets, it's really fun, I'm having a good time. But what I miss is that, exactly what you described. I had it fucking down. I had my gym in my basement. I knew what my meals were going to be. I would take like a little walk around the neighborhood in Queens, and I would go like shopping like a housewife in the 30s, where I'm going to the fresh fish market. No supermarkets. I'm going to the produce market. I was going to the, like, it was just so nice. And I had my, and I was, you know, and I was just so in that routine. And exactly what you're describing, that's been the hard part, is like, my brain is just having a really tough time. Because, dude, a stand-up comedy tour is like, I had that exact same thing where I'm like, I'm going to Portland, I'm getting an Airbnb with a kitchen, right? All right, I'm there 2 days. It's one of the funnest cities. It's like
some of the best food.
Some of the best food, you know. It's just like, I'm spending like, I'm like, and that's the problem with tour. It's like, it's so easy to slip into that lifestyle where you're just like, I'll have one nice meal, and then I'll walk it, I'll take a long walk. And then the first day, it's like, okay, I had some chicken. The meal I had was cow mungai, which is like this, I don't know what, which Asian country it's from, but it's like just simple, like boiled chicken with white rice, vegetables, and like a really good sauce, right?
Yeah.
First day, no, that's great. That's a legitimately healthy meal. That's pretty close to what I was eating. And then I went on a long walk. And then like the second day, it's like, all right, well, I'll have a fucking a big breakfast, right? We'll go to Portland. It's like, you know, instead of toast, I'll have one biscuit. But what's the big deal, one biscuit? Right. You know, and then it's like 5 days later, you're like, so should I have 80 milligrams of this weed brownie for breakfast? Or maybe I'll take it easy with 60 and maybe I'll follow up with a, oh, I'm going on a long walk after having an $80 dumpling lunch. Well, you know, they say it's good to have carbs, so why don't I stop for an ice cream cone in right. the middle of my, you know, 3 hour walk? And then it's like, it's so easy to slip into that. And then you're like, well, I'm sluggish, let me nap. Oh, I don't be sluggish for the show. Let me drink coffee at fucking 8 p.m. And then you're like, well, yeah, maybe I can go do drugs with this group of girls that is at my show and, like, wait, just sit in some park in Seattle and get drunk as shit till, like, 3 a.m. and yeah. try and get my little dick sucked. Like, that's it. So your life just so easily falls. And by the way, it rules. Like, yeah. that's the hardest thing.
That's the tough.
It's like, yeah, it's right. like in 2 months, my body will be like, why did you do this to me? But right now, I'm working off the, like, I did all the work, like, in the, you know, in the last year to, it's almost like I saved up health
yeah.
to let my, it's like, I know I will feel this in 1 month. If I continue doing this, I'm
but
fucked.
But you have a reservoir.
But I have a little bit of a reservoir. Yeah. So at least I know that. And also, you know, right now it's fucking Portland, Seattle, L.A. It's like, these are fun places. I like having, you know, I have a lot of friends here in all those places. It's like, they're, you know, you can be a little fucking reckless and have a really good time and don't, you know, and the meals are great. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, wasting a bad meal and being like, oh, that was, but, like, in all these cities, you can get great fucking food.
Yeah.
But it, so I feel like I'm about to go on, the reality is I'm not that far off from where I need to be. Because I spend a lot of time exercising, but there are these really long walks. So it's like, if I dial it in and I don't feel the need to go, you know, it's not as pretty a city. It's not somewhere I like visiting. If it's just like, you know, pretty much keep my meal schedule what it is, but like, drop not the biscuit. Have a little, all right, if I need to have a little whole wheat toast, fine. You know what I mean? Like, just be realistic with myself yeah. and don't let those little cookies when you're bored, you know what I mean? Oh, I hear great things about this bakery, as if I've never had a chocolate chip cookie before, as if I'm discovering it. I'm like, I wonder what this is. Well, I'm here. Yeah. It would be, oh, they put sea salt on the chocolate chip? Well, that's, I got to get that. You know yeah. what I mean? It's like, I'm close. I'm close to just, like, getting the exercise. If I, like, you know, make more deliberate workouts that are aimed towards, like, actually, you know, expend, you know, like, lift a little more instead of, like, these light body weight stuff.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's not bad, so I'm proud of myself for not, because, like, there were times where it was pretty touch and go where I was like, oh, I could
just fucking
get fucked
give up all
and
the way.
Just
yeah.
So, but the reality is, it's like, I feel that weird. I do have, like, a weird energy towards it. It's just life has really come, like, is in the way, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I think the way I see it now is, like, my goal, my job is to stay at a reasonable level of fitness where it's like, when I want to get back into it, where it's like, work out super hard all the time, like, just don't have to work back into it. Don't have to make up too much, like, ground, because, you know, it is the reality. Like, stand-up comedy is my job. We were locked down for a year. I couldn't tour for a year. I have a lot of fans that I was starting building these relationships with where it's like, I don't want to disappear for, you know, 2-3 years and, right. like, never go to these cities. So my plan is kind of like, you know, it's my job. Let me make some money. And, yeah, I'll have to push aside, like, my personal, you know, ideal health situation. But when I'm done this tour and I also want to film a special and I want to do a lot of, like, time-consuming stuff, when I'm done, I really do want to get back to that zone where it's like, you know, that's what I want to do with my, like, time off or vacation. It's like, I was really happy fucking working out, planning all my meals, and then, like, spending some time. I was also mentally healthier where I was, like, not on my phone. I wasn't worried about all this other shit. Yeah. So
it's a very strange thing, which I find myself struggling with all the time. Like, whatever my ideal is, the gym and food and spending time with my family, and then, like, actual life, like, I have to check in with them and go, like, yeah. what do you guys want to do?
right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Totally.
And my wife is like, I'd like to go out to dinner.
Right.
And I'm
right.
Honey, I don't do that. Like, that's off the. And then I have to go think, like, is that really out of the question forever? Am I never eating out again? Yeah. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And that's why it's, but that's what I'm trying to, like, kind of figure out, where I'm like, okay, I have it in me. I need a little bit of, like, you know more than anybody, where it's like, for years, how you, if you treat your body bad, it's going to take real time to get it to a baseline place, right? Yeah. Like, for you, I think it's a lot of, it's psychological 100%, where you feel like you can't do it, because you can. You're absolutely at the point in your life where you go out to eat and you have a fucking baked potato. It's not, you know what I mean? You have a baked potato on a steak, you'll be fucking
fine. I'm
fine.
By the way, that sounds like a fucking healthy
that's
meal.
That's what you make
anyway.
Right, yeah, go to a fucking steakhouse and, like, you know, have a, you know, you'll be fine. You'll find something to eat there, right?
My wife will start rolling her eyes when I'm like, keep the sour cream,
please,
butter,
no,
and
no sauces
away from my potato.
Yeah,
you know?
I would like the saddest potato you've ever produced. Right. If you bring this potato to any other table, they would spit in your face.
Yeah.
Bring me that potato.
Yeah. That's a little pinch of salt on the side.
Yeah. But none of that Himalayan sea salt. Yeah. Nothing pink, thank you. Table salt. Good old-fashioned American table salt.
Yeah.
But I feel like I am definitely, I have to, like, and this, look, this might be wrong. I'm not a fucking health expert, right? I'm just telling you, like, where my mind is at, because it's been such a life, like, similar. This is a lifelong struggle for us, right? Yeah. We're never, even when it's like you're in great shape and you're like, I can't go out to eat. You know,
no,
you're like, yeah.
I do think it's something to confront at some point, that this is a, and for me, I'm not saying it is for you or anyone else.
No.
This is something I'm going to deal with forever, one way or the other.
No, exactly. And my thinking right now, and it's only because I've never had this level of, like, dedication, or, like, it's like an underlying thing. Like, normally, I've you know, same way, where it's like you balloon, right? You go up and down, you have times where you're whatever. If I had ever let myself go to what, like, to what I've done now in the past, I would be completely, I would just have be spiraling the whole way, right? There'd be no idea to, like, get it in control. This feels different, and I also feel like, for me, that's my goal, is that I don't, it doesn't bother me, but to me it feels like it's easier to kind of go all out for a little bit and kind of be too extreme for a little bit, understanding that you can't sprint forever.
Yeah.
But I just, in my heart, I want to sprint.
Yeah.
I want to really give it a go, because I had a taste of it and at the end of the pandemic, and I was like, this is really good for me. Even if it's like, even if I just say, I'm putting my career on hold, this is just what I need for my fucking self, for, like, not just my physical health, my mental health, bro.
I was happier
than I've ever been.
And this is an amazing thing, and I think a testament to that. You and I diet very similarly, and doing it is not hard.
No.
Like, doing it, you feel better, and it's like something.
Once you're in there.
Yeah. Whereas, for years in the past, there would be a diet that was like, I can barely survive this for 2 months.
Right.
It's like, I've been through hell. Every day sucks. It's miserable. And then thinking about doing that again, it's like the entire world collapses.
Exactly. That anxiety of, like, a crash diet, or, like, a specific, like, you know, fucking keto or whatever it is. It's like, I was feeling legitimately good every day and eating legitimately, like,
never hungry.
Salads, never hungry. Yeah. Like, my body felt correct. And it does it now, right? Like, my back is, I mean, I've been traveling a bunch too, but it's like, you feel it. It's like, I just, like, little kinks are starting, you know, to come up. Whereas when you're doing that, it feels like your main goal is to optimize your body. That's all you're trying to do. And so, yeah, for me, it just feels like, if I can get to the point where I'm like, I'm a little too extreme for a little bit, I can dial it back down to a point where it's like, yeah, this is just how I'm going to live. Because, like, right now, I said, I'm really not gaining weight now, but it's like, my body's not where I want it to be to maintain.
Yeah.
So I would just really like, and you know what? I've started viewing it almost as like the way you view a vacation. Because legitimately, that, if you told me, don't worry about it, your fucking bills are paid, you don't have to worry about anything, I would literally just have, like, a fucking house on a beach with a sick gym.
Yeah.
And I would grill fucking, I would marinate my own chicken breast, yeah. and I would have fresh herbs from my fucking garden, and I would just fucking tan out on the beach. I would fucking take a couple laps, get fucking jacked, and eat and grill some calamari.
Me too.
And
dude.
Bro, that's it. That's yeah. fucking it. And like maybe I can figure it out. Maybe I could just like become like one of those guys with like a compound in his house
right.
that just does a podcast from his home, like yeah. from the beach. But like that would be fucking sick.
That does sound.
And also, my even like dating. Sometimes you think like, oh, dating is harder. Like you know. And it's like, yeah, maybe you, it's, but like, you know, maybe you need to go out on, you get a drink or whatever. But like, I kind of even had like my, I was just be like, look, I have a strict diet. Like I'm on something, like come over and I'll make like a nice meal. Literally, I think about it and like, I think about, have you seen Collateral? You know, the Michael Mann?
Yes.
The Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, where he's got like. The picture of the fucking, you know, like the Bahamas or whatever the fuck, the island thing.
Yeah.
That he's, like, that's almost, and that's a bad example because Jamie Foxx is a fucking loser. In that, and the postcard is like his unattainable goal. But it's like, to me, it almost is like the, like, when I'm on the, like right now on the road, and even though I'm having a good time, I just think about, literally, I have some a romantic notion of disappearing into the woods or like getting a house, maybe even coming to the West Coast, who knows, just not doing any comedy, not doing anything, and just like just focusing on my health and myself for the first time. And that's like literally that's like what makes me smile. Like that's what I cannot wait to do.
Yeah.
And it feels good to have that kind of like, that's never, I've never felt that way. Yeah. Right. Even when it's like I want to lose weight, it's like I'm just whatever, I'm tired of like, or when I was younger it was like, it was, you know, a blow to my self-esteem. I couldn't get girls. Like, well, that's over. That's not the reason.
Right.
And then it's like, before it was like, you know, well, I just want to, like, you know, be a little healthier. And it's like, yeah, sure, that's still there. But it's like, now it's just this, I don't know, it's just like a consuming thing where I'm like, you know, I don't want it for external reasons anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it was the kind of thing where it's like, if I could snap my fingers and, like, I'm just not, you know, I'm just not fat. Even I wouldn't even have to be healthy. Now I just feel like, I would like the process of like getting healthy, feeling myself get like just stronger, and not, again, not for vain reasons, just because like it was really gratifying to be like, I can do this by myself, I can figure this out. And you know, this stuff that has plagued me my whole life, because if you're like us and it's something you've thought about since you were a little kid, you almost feel like you've triumphed over like the big thing. So it's like, that's kind of how I feel about it, where it's like, I just want to do this, and I want to feel like I did it. And by the way, it just, like, you know, feels good. If you were to tell me I would rather be in a cabin being sober and, like, working out and, like, you know, reading books.
Right.
Instead of, like, right now my life is get fucked up. Like, do comedy, get fucked up, try and get your shit sucked. Right? Right. Like, eat the best meals. Like, just do, and people gave me so many mushrooms when I was in fucking Seattle.
Yeah.
I just have great fan base. Shouts out to them. They come through with drugs. If you were to tell me that, like, my goal would be like, I want to get away from that to go eat salads and fucking go on like a nature walk yeah. or somewhere with forgiving ground, because so it doesn't hurt my joints, right. Like, which is 100% true.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, it's crazy that I feel that way, but I definitely do, man.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Because I have, you know, we can posit or project ideas and things onto other people that we don't know that well. And I don't know you that well,
yeah.
but we've had some great conversations. And like, you, for me, are one of the few guys that I'm just like, if I could have had one fucking ounce of his confidence,
yeah, right,
I
right,
would
right.
like, it just must feel great.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you're like, really just looking to feel better.
Totally.
That's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like it's also like, I feel like you're the one, like, I do feel like we don't even have to explain our relationships to food to each other.
Right.
It feels so identical.
Yeah.
That it's like, we don't even
Dude,
have to
you're talking
like...
about Portland, and I go there periodically. And when I go off the rails, Sunday, by the time Sunday evening rolls around, I'm always at Voodoo Donuts eating a donut with bacon on it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, this is the way it goes. You're good day one.
Right.
And you're like at the special Thai place, Pok Pok. It's got the craziest.
They're closed.
Food. No.
The first thing I did when I got there was Google Pok Pok.
It's amazing.
Near me.
Yeah.
I was about to fuck those wings up.
It's closed.
They're closed.
I was going to say the most amazing chicken wings on
Earth. Incredible chicken wings. RIP really to a legend. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. Maybe
at least for now. Right. Who knows?
But like, I would go there because that would be a semi-healthy meal.
They
have
some fucking
I don't
leaves.
Have to eat the noodles.
Yeah.
And then by 2 days later, it's like the wheels have come off the bus.
Totally. But it's good to understand. Like the difference was your whole life. You're like, I'm not gonna do that, and you would just be like. And then you do it, and you feel like you're like, I'm a fat piece of shit. And then you just like, while you're eating chocolate covered pretzels, you're like, I'm gonna stop. And then 1 second later, you've got fucking four Reese's all at the same. You've made a sandwich of candy bars, and you're like, after this one, I'm gonna stop. Yeah. And then it's like, it's different. But tonight, I already ate bad, so I'm gonna keep it going. You know, and you have like more calories in like 2 hours than a human being should have in a month. Yeah. You know. But it's like, it's important to just realize that, like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Like,
don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And it's important to have, like, guardrails on either side of it where it's like, yeah, you know what? That Sunday's going to be buck wild, but you'll get home and you'll fucking, like, you
you'll
know.
You'll get back on your
You'll
thing.
Get back on your on track.
Yeah, and that's I'm so with you. And my experience in Mexico was a little bit similar where I'd like get dialed in and then the wheels would come off. And then towards the end, it was just like, it wasn't debaucherous, but it was like a struggle to find stuff and find a gym and like all of that. And to the point where I was like fantasizing about getting back to my routine, which is unlike any diet I've ever done before.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
for sure. Yeah. And it's like, you know, it is that you do want to like you. It, that's good, though. I mean, it's good that you have that fantasy instead of just being like,
right.
Whatever. This rocks. Yeah. I like.
No, listen, I've had fantasies also of turning this show into just describing all the greatest places to eat and going to eat there.
Yeah.
And going,
join
me on American Glutton where we get fat.
Where we are going to get fat. Yeah. It's like if your life goes to shit, you're like, fuck it. You're
it's
like,
still got an appropriate title.
Yeah, exactly. We can do the flip any day. Yeah, you let me know when you're ready to flip the branding.
Yeah.
And I'll come. I would love to come across the fucking, the country and just
right
get
now
buck
it's,
wild.
It's all like, let's go to Greece and eat grilled fish that's what's occurring to me but I know if I get deep into it
it would take 1 second
we're gonna
start
off the night at Pink's
dude, believe me, the same way you're talking about like when you're like, you know, if you had some of the confidence, it would have been great to have a time machine and let us be friends when you're like, you know, when you're just like you're at the height of shit, you're fat as hell. I'm like, dude, believe me, we would have had an insane time. A fucking insane time.
Yeah.
And just like, oh, that's it is funny to think about, you know, because that is so crazy to me that you didn't have confidence, because it's like you were fucking great at what you did. You're on fucking TV. You're in all these incredible movies. Like I've learned that girls will fuck you if you're on a podcast. So like you were in movies in the fucking 90s. You're friends with like all these fucking, you know, you're a star. You're friends with super duper stars. Like, you could have taken, like, the fact that you just didn't believe in yourself. Like, to me, it almost is a badge of honor to be like, well, how, for, like, my life, it's not how fat can I get, because, again, it's unhealthy, but it's like, how fucking stupid can I look and still, like, maintain, like, respect from people and have girls want to fuck me? And as everyone who's watching on video can see, you can look pretty stupid, it turns out, you know? It's like, there's like, you're like a fucking, like, I can't imagine.
No.
You wasted some great years of,
I
like,
really did.
Being able to just be, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have confidence until, really, I started losing, and then, you know, all the traveling that I did, I tended to, like, go somewhere and stay in my hotel room and not go out and experience places. And then once I started to have confidence, it was suddenly like, oh, I also like food. I'm going to go like travel to eat at places,
you
know,
yeah.
that has food that I've been thinking about for so long. It was a whole other thing. Had I had confidence when I legitimately had whatever version of notoriety that I had in my youth, it would have been wildly different.
Oh, so different. And that's the other thing. It's like, the other thing, what's also crazy is people love a fun fat guy.
Yeah.
One of the best guys you can be. If you're like, if you're just like, you young, taking like some, you could have had three models and you're all feeding each other Korean barbecue. You know what I mean? You could have been like, what do you think of this fucking, this Wagyu beef was three episodes of Boy Meets World, bitch. Enjoy this. You'll never have meats this fine again. And they're like, thank you, daddy. That could have been your life. I really just want to go back in time and be like, as like, find you as a fat 16-year-old, just me right now. I just appear in your room
and just put your arm around me.
I'm like, buddy,
let me show you how to get you some. Oh my god,
there's nothing funner. And that's the other thing. It's like, because I had friends who were just like, who were, and actually Evan Williams loves this show. My buddy Evan Williams, hilarious comic, really good actor too. But he's like a, he's a, you know, like a fucking big gym guy.
Yeah.
Because he was an addict. He was like a fucking, he was like a baby cocaine addict. One of those fucking types of white trash. and he kind of similar to, I think, what you've done, where it's like, which is a very natural thing. A lot of people with all kinds of addictions turn, kind of just channel it in a healthier manner. But like, he was just like, bro, I just, like, when he had a cheat day or something, he was just like, awesome eating with you. Yeah. He was like, it's almost like, it's like there is something to be the guy who just like, we're gonna go to a restaurant, I'm gonna order everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people love that experience. So, but hey, listen, you're living a good life now. You know, it's all good. You can honestly, you might as well have done it.
I have done since I lost weight, and I felt like, okay, now, you know, at 350, 400 pounds, I was like, this is an okay weight to go in and just hand the menu back and say, I'll take everything. Yeah. You know, I have done that. And I've enjoyed it too, you know?
Yeah, dude. That's such a great move. My favorite move ever is doing this with sandwiches. Like, right. it's like another round, like you're fucking ordering for beers. You're just like, just pointing to the table being like, another one. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, here we go again. Yeah.
But no,
That's good. I want, you know, look, what I want for other people, who gives a shit? I don't, you know, I'm happy when people are having success and doing what they want to do. I wish that people could find stuff that was so workable that they looked forward to going back to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
going off didn't seem like some catastrophic thing.
Totally. But at the same time, it does. I worry about it too, because it's like, you know, it's not catastrophic, but it's also, there's a time. Like, there is part of me is like, the clock is ticking. Like, you have this will, you have this desire, and you have this other thing, but it's like, the longer you go, the harder it's going to be to get back. And also, it's like, you know, at a certain point, you will just kind of, you will fall back, maybe. I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen. And it's also, I also worry about, I kind of feel bad because I'm also in a very unique position, right? Like, my fucking life is so stupid. It's like, my job is like, yeah, I'm really busy now because I chose to be, but it's like, it's also the kind of thing where I can work really hard for 5 months and then I could take a couple months off completely and just have I've saved enough money, and it's like, that's just kind of how my job works. So sometimes I do feel like, but then again, it's the flip side of it where it's like, well, I also don't have, you know, I don't have the schedule that other people have, which can be kind of easy. So I guess it's the kind of thing of like, I just realized that this is, you, part of it is being realistic, like we're talking about. It's like, you know, certain things are going to happen. I just know this is how my life is. And it's like, am I really going to lose weight and get healthier on tour? No, but I can maintain, I can make sure to exercise all the time, I can, you know, not go buck fucking wild every single meal.
Right.
And I can just like, and then, you know, so I guess you're right. I guess it's important to like have something you want to go back to, but also just realize what the realities of your life are.
Yeah.
Like, people listening probably don't live the same lifestyle, right? But it's like, you understand the way I could see, like, well, this isn't the right time for me. That's probably true for other people too, where they're like, well, right now I can't do it, or I have to do it in this 2-hour window every day, or it's not going to happen. I think that's what's important, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because I'm an actor, and that has its own set of weirdness about it as a job. But like, my job mostly is like, somebody tells me everything I have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And right. Like, I don't.
You just have to do it good.
That's it. Show up at this time, say these words, right. Like literally to the point where they put an X on the floor. Yeah. Stand here. You know what I mean?
Right,
and then they'll
give
me another X of the same color. Walk here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, when my schedule is up to me and it's like, you got to figure it out.
Right.
I can go very dark. And so like constructing something that's not very dark has been fun. And like finally finding a version of it where it's like, I'm not miserable all the time. I enjoy what I'm doing. What I'm doing doesn't take up such a huge part of my time that I can't do other things.
Exactly.
But then it is the other things that I'm like, not scared to do, but like a little bit tentative.
Yeah, well, it's exactly what you just said, and you put it perfectly, where it's like, yeah, if left, I'm the same way, left to my own devices, shit can get dark fast.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's part of what the triumph feels like, is like, you've finally created a circumstance where it doesn't go dark, and that's it just feels really fucking, that feels incredible to have been able to figure that out. Because I think everything else you associate with that darkness, right?
Yeah.
It's like, because that's what it is. It's little pieces of that. It's like, you know, a fuck it. Yeah. Will get having frozen yogurt with your kids every 4 weeks. Is that going to kill you?
Right.
No. But,
no, but it's even to the point where my wife is like, let's go see David Sedaris in November. And I'm like, whoa, how late will I be out? You know?
Yeah. What if I have to be up early? Yeah. I have to be at the gym the next day.
Right.
Like, what?
Like, that's
she's like,
stupid.
Yeah, she's like, it's August.
Yeah.
<She's> like,
right. You've got 2 months to figure it out. Have it land on a rest day.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
something
exactly,
like that where I'm
exactly.
like, ah.
But no, I do. I totally feel that. But it's like, I want that again because, again, I feel like I have a lot of work to do. But I do think you probably are in a different phase where you have to start. That can't give you anxiety.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
you have to like kind of start dialing it in, where it's like, we can figure this out, and just like to the point where it's like, you don't feel like you did anything wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like you do have to get there. That is kind of like your next goal.
That's my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also,
yeah.
As a husband and a father, which is
totally.
Like the things I really enjoy doing.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, you have to. And like I think I'm exaggerating it because I do have those feelings and then I talk myself through them. You know, my wife wants to spend a day at the beach.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I love the beach. How am I going to eat? What am I going to eat at the
beach?
Right,
right, right.
You know, I don't.
Yeah.
I got to think about it a little bit.
Totally, totally. Yeah. And that's true. It's like you're just going
to
as long as you work through it. But there
will
be a. Yeah, you can have that second, but you can't let that. You can't let that initial like couple minutes just like dictate everything,
no.
You know?
No, when I'm told it's going to be 3 months in Mexico, then it's like, okay, we have work to do to make sure that this can be accommodating to what I'm doing. You know, that's real work. But like these day things, it's just like,
totally.
No, I miss my schedule.
I've just
got my schedule back. Stop throwing out stuff like going out to dinner.
Right, right, right. But that's true too of like, realizing like, yeah, you just have responsibilities, and it's like to be a dad and husband, you're like, yeah, okay,
yeah,
this is just something that I'd rather not do in the grand scheme of things, but you know,
I'll sneak an apple into the movies.
I guess
I'll take you to the movies. Kids, you know,
but I also think like the real next step is you wanting to do those things,
right,
and just like not feeling any stress about it at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, even if it's the kind of thing where at the beginning of the month you have to be like, how many treats?
Right.
How many treats do I get? You
know
what I mean? But because it's like, you know.
What are we doing? Yeah, I come up with like rather than waiting for her to say,
totally.
Like, I really want you to take me out to dinner. It's like, hey, we're going out to dinner tonight.
Yeah. Be a little proactive because part of you wants it too.
I don't know. I don't really
you don't know that you do? Yeah.
I don't know if I do. I mean, does the place serve baked potatoes?
Well, that's what I'm
butter?
Saying. You got to figure that's, you know, it's like, because there's probably times where you're like, yeah, I want a really good fucking steak. I really want a really good that I don't want to cook, right? Yeah. Like, even when you're on your healthy shit, there is, especially in LA of all places, there's got to be like really good restaurants that also serve healthy shit.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, it would be kind of nice to do it. But no, you're right, though. It's like, I guess you're right. If you don't really want to.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But then it's like, I do think the ultimate goal is to sort of want to and let yourself want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To stop lying to yourself and be like.
What I find that I want more often than not is like a smash burger. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And my wife won't eat that.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, she wants to go to a place that serves a nice fish.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, okay, that's on my diet.
That's what I'm saying, though. That counts on your diet.
Yeah.
Have yourself a little fucking smash burger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You deserve a smash burger for old time's sake every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know? It's not going to wreck your shit.
No.
You know how to do it. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay, fine. You with your wife. Don't even count it as like a fucking cheat day, but
I know you want
something sometimes, you know?
All the time.
And it's like that's truly breaking the chains. You know what I mean? When you want a burger and you're like, I'll have it.
I can have this.
And I'm not gonna have to think about 18, you know, steps to stop me. And I'm just like, but that's also, you know, when it's been your like we've been saying, when that's been your lifelong struggle, that's, dude, literally, if you do that, you just have that one burger, you can have it, like, on your deathbed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that, you're done when you have that burger, and you're like, I've won, I'm finished.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
well,
like,
that's the other thing. I'm scared of finish lines. Like,
Totally.
Finish lines have always been, for the last 20 years, finish lines have been time to wreck everything I've accomplished.
Yeah.
So, like, the finish line is something like I think I'm constantly putting off. What's a new goal? What's a new thing to
do?
But I do a few times a year have a burger and don't feel broken up about it and don't feel bad, you know.
That finish line thing is real, though, because part of what I worry about is, like, let's say I do, because I did love that time, right? And I do really want to get back to it, but it's like, what if I am, like, what if it's like, you know, I set an arbitrary goal of, like, you know, I'm probably around like 265, 270 right now. I'd like to be like around somewhere between 210 and 220, right?
Right.
And, you know, I don't feel like I need to be, right now, I don't feel like I need to weigh less than that. I need to whatever. But when that's done, it's like, will there be anything that's that, like, rewarding,
right?
Because part of what's rewarding is seeing the progress.
Yeah,
you feel it, you see it. Not even like working on a project is not as rewarding as like, you know, if I make the best comedy special of all time, I'm not going to physically feel better. Whereas like every day that you're working on yourself mentally and physically, you feel it's not, you don't just think about the positives, you tangibly feel it in your most basic, like your most basic, but in your body. And so if that gets taken away, will I feel as good? I don't know. You know?
I think you're exactly right. And I would just put it up to like, you can look back at your best set and go like, that was a killer set. Is that as good as it was being in the middle of that set?
Right. No,
being in the middle of the set was the best.
Point.
Fucking awesome.
Right.
And so.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Finding this thing that has plagued me forever and finding a version where it's like, oh my God, I can actually live this way.
Yeah.
And like, it's not overly hard. I'm not miserable. I'm actually happy.
Right.
Making progress towards my goal. Fuck my goal.
Totally.
This is it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Totally. It's the cliche shit of like the fucking journey.
Right.
Like
right.
It really is that. And then it's like, so it's like, yeah, if you can just, and I guess when I start thinking that way, I'm just like, you're ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Like, let's just like, how many friends have you had? Like fat friends have you had where they're just like, especially as an actor or like, you know, comedian or whatever. I've had fat friends of mine been like, well, you know, I'm on this diet, but I'm shooting something in 3 months. I can't get too. It's like, let's just worry about that if and when it happens.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to lose 70 pounds. You're not, by having this donut today, you're not being career responsible. You're just being, you know, you just want an out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
no, and I had it actually a couple of times in the opposite way where like, my agents called me between season one and season two of Boy Meets World to say, like, the producer said you don't have to gain weight.
Right.
and I, being a moron at 17 or 16, was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it. No more thought. But, like, it means I was, they could see me gaining weight.
Right, and they were just saying,
like, I hope you're not doing this for the show.
Yeah, you know, where, totally. Like, we love your dedication, Ethan. You clearly are really tuned into the character and understand he would get fat as fuck on his own.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go that method.
Yeah.
You know, you can try a different technique.
Yeah. Where it was like that 40-year-old version or whatever where, I can't remember anybody's names, but Katherine Heigl's in there and the really funny girl who I think was on SNL is saying, like, just weigh yourself and then think of a number that's 20 pounds less and be that way.
Yeah.
You know, where that was their version of that in the 90s.
Right. Yeah.
It all becomes very complicated, a lot to think about, but I am constantly happy that what I'm doing isn't miserable, isn't hard, isn't taxing,
totally.
That I enjoy life.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, And that's what's interesting where I'm at right now. It's like, I'm also like, I feel good because I am enjoying life, but it's like the opposite version of it where it's like, this is still like, I guess I feel good that I'm not miserable because it's like, I almost like, you know, I don't know if I said it on the podcast or if I was saying when we were having lunch where I was like, sometimes this tour that I'm on specifically, because it's like, you know, I want to tour as much as possible to make up for lost time for last year, but I also like want to come up with a comedy special at the end of it. And I've been doing comedy, you know, since I was 19 and, you know, 13 years or whatever. And I have one short set out with Comedy Central, but I never put anything. I haven't put out an album. I haven't put out a special. I haven't put out a half hour. I don't have a Netflix thing. Right. So I do feel like I owe it to myself, the past versions of me that worked so hard on stand up, to put something out. And then like go do this like little fucking self-discovery journey or whatever that I want to do. But it does feel like it feels almost like sort of like that one last job action movie vibe where it's like, I just got to get out. It's like one thing, and once we get one big score,
yeah,
and I'm gone for good. And the problem is, I've seen those movies. Those guys never actually get out. You know what I mean? It's like, part of me is like I feel like I'm the guy just looking at the like Polaroid of his daughter and being like, baby, once we this one bank job and you'll go to college. You know what I mean? It's right. Like, I'm going to come back. I'm going to make an honest woman out of your mother. And it's like those guys get blown up every single time, you know? Yeah. So it's like, part of me is like, you know, I'm a little worried about like just being consumed by the like that life. But it is like, I very much feel like that character where I'm like, let's just get through this, and then it's like, and then what's on the other side, you know? And it's like, but I feel like I have to finish this. I have to record that special to truly be be able to not worry about anything, get all my ducks in a row.
I selfishly want you to do it just so I can experience it.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing. It's like, like I said, I'm just thinking about it and fucking. I'm at work and I'm thinking about it and smiling. I'm like, just get through this. And it's like, at the same time, it's really fun too. So,
yeah.
But it is, you know, it certainly feels that way where I'm like, I really want this bad. And, you know, we'll see what happens. It's like, shit can get complicated, but I'm just like, I just know what a good time that, like, what a fucking fun. It was literally fun, and it was just like, and you have time for yourself, and I'm lucky. And that's the other thing. It's like, what's the point of winning a lottery, basically, and getting to have this dumb career in, like, entertainment, doing stand-up, podcasting? And it's like, I grew up poor. It's like, if you get rich and you just keep working and just, like, never enjoying it, like, what's the point?
Right.
Like, what's the point of getting so lucky if I can't just, like, fucking rent a house for 3 months and just have like a bench press in the back and just every day fucking titties out, fucking getting swole, just like, you know, doing yoga and just like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it'll be fun. The world's fucking ending anyway.
Right.
Might as well be fucking ready for the apocalypse, be jacked for the apocalypse, have big ass arms.
Well, I hate to say this because I hope it doesn't deter you. I want you to achieve all of your goals.
Yeah.
But I'm actually worried that when the apocalypse comes, the fat people are going to last the longest.
Right. Yeah.
That's maybe the other way to go. Like, America out-survives everyone during the famine because all of the thinner nations starve to death.
They're
first.
Gone.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those motherfuckers can subsist off, like, some, like, veggie broths and whatever the fuck. Try and get a bunch of fat motherfuckers in here without fries for 3 weeks.
Well, there'll be cannibalism very quick. Yeah.
See what happens. There were times in my life where if I didn't get ice cream at least every 3 days, I'd be so fucking pissed off. Now throw 325 pound me in the apocalypse. I am killing myself. The instant you can't get, like, every food expires, I'm like, I'm not foraging.
Yeah.
I'm finding a gun, and I'm fucking blowing my brains out.
Right.
I could last, but I would rather be, I'll be food for some scavenging, vultures or whatever the fuck.
At that point, lasting is not fun.
No. To sort of be serious again, it's like, the one thing I'm trying to accomplish, I'm going to, like, PT when I go back to New York to just, like, get all these nagging injuries figured out, because it's like, I want to... Like, if I could have been lifting more, I'd probably be a little fine. I'd probably be better off right now, because it's like, you know, I replaced that with, like, more low-impact stuff, and it's like, you know, that's fine, and it's better than not doing anything,
sure.
But it's like, there is just something, you do get addicted to your progress even lifting, and I think that was another lesson for me, is, like, I got too addicted, and I pushed it too hard, and what happened? Injuries, right? So that's what I'm trying to get. If there's something I am trying to accomplish on the tour is, like, even despite all the travel and all that, I'm still trying to get my sleep. I'm still trying to, like, and I'm trying to go to PT when I'm in New York. Most of the time I'll be in New York during the week and I fly out for the show. So
you have your brother programming workouts for you?
Yeah, I talked to my brother for some, like, you know, he was programming some the regular workouts. And, like, I sort of pick his brain about, like, just what's something easy that I can't. Because, again, I'm traveling, so it's like you want it to be body weight stuff. You want it to be stuff that you can just kind of, like, you know, just some squats, some lunges, some fucking, you know, push-up variation type of shit. Just basic get my body moving a little bit, but I just want to also get, you know, I want to get my shit healthy again so that I can just, like, get back in the curl zone, dude.
Yeah.
Just looking at myself in the mirror and doing fucking curls, you know? Yeah.
It is bizarre. Powerful. And just in, it's crazy because just in a set of curls, you can see a difference when your muscles are filling with totally. Blood and you're like, oh my God, I'm really like, doing
I'm
something.
Jack, bro. Yeah. I'm fucking Sylvester Stallone, yeah. brother.
It's amazing.
Yeah, dude. It really feels so good, but hey. For the time being, I'm fucking doing stand-up comedy. And by the way, if you're listening, you want to come see a show, it's called the Prince of Pleasure Tour. I'm coming to fucking Salt Lake City, Denver, Minneapolis, Omaha, Tampa, St. Paul, I think, Boston. I'm all over the place.
It is a nationwide tour.
Everywhere, baby. Stavi.biz/tour.
And the calendar will be available when?
Calendar will probably be coming out. I'm shooting all
Only men are allowed to buy it.
Yeah, just men. Women can look at it if they have a chaperone with them.
Right.
We don't want them getting too juiced up.
Yeah.
You know? It'll probably be out. I'll probably try and have it out by like Black Friday, you know, like nice. Ready for 2022.
Nice.
We got some nice. I shared some behind the scenes.
I saw some footage. Pictures. I can't wait. I am queued up to buy it.
Yeah, no, you're not. It's on the house, okay, pal. Good. Don't you even dare. Don't you even try and take out your credit card when you go to stavi.biz/shop. All right, your money is no good there, my friend.
Nice. Stav, thank you so much.
Dude, of course. Thank you. Great
I feel
hanging.
Like we should plan another one.
Just
to keep it in the books. Maybe like a post-Thanksgiving episode.
Let's plan one, yeah. Post-Thanksgiving. Yeah, it would be nice to see if I'm... And that'll keep me honest on the tour, too. Make sure I don't go all the way buck wild. So, yeah, let's get some...
And here after the tour, if you got back on, if you're doing it, whatever. I mean, I don't care.
No, I just think the periodic checkups are nice.
Yeah,
you know?
I do, too.
It keeps me honest, and I think it's... I also think it's probably kind of interesting because it's, you know, for people listening, because it's like my lifestyle is way different than... The other motherfuckers you have on here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like
we have to balance it out.
Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely. But hell yeah, brother. Thanks for having me,
Thank
man.
You. Talk
yeah.
to you soon.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And now for the Q&A.
This one comes from Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Ethan. A friend of mine just introduced me to your podcast, and I love it. I used to be an all-state athlete in high school, and over the last 10 years, I've gained a lot of weight. I hate how I look, and I want to get back in shape. I know there needs to be a balance of diet and working out. Any recommendations on getting started and not burning out?
Yeah, I mean, you got to... I would just find something to do that you could see yourself doing... for a long time or forever, and don't tax your body so much that you're going to not be able to do it either the next day or the next week or into the future. I progress for at most 6 or 7 weeks, increasing every week a little bit of volume. So either another set, a couple more reps or more weight on the bars or increase. And I also increase my cardio in this way too. And then after at the most 7 weeks is the longest I've ever gone. Then I take a break to let my body recover and do a very, very easy week where I'm still active, but it's nowhere near what I was doing the last week. And then I start over.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe in progressing because I think your body can figure out what you're doing and stop getting as much benefit from it. So that's why I increase over time and then I give my body a break.
And so are you saying for him in his case, because he's going to basically get back to working out after having been an athlete?
Yeah. Okay. Like for you, Tyler is his name?
Yes.
Tyler, I wouldn't try to jump into what you were doing, like whatever your last memory of a workout was, maybe not the best idea to start with that, work up to it. And also, I think sometimes, especially if you're not being paid to do it, unless you're like just fanatically in love with your sport, sports are being done in a way where it's like you're aiming for some event, right? So you're working out towards this event, and then you know once that event happens, you're kind of done and you get to take a break. Life is very different from that. The event is every day. So we can't work out as though there's some event that's coming that's not ever going to get here, and then you get no break afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I do look at some of my friends. I've had friends, I've done CrossFit classes before, where it's like, I'm going to kill myself every day. And every single one of us who were exercising in that way got injured and were not able to exercise anymore. And yeah. That sucks. And so I am very aware of that today and try to leave that kind of attitude, you know, somewhere else. Like, I'm just not, there's no need. I want to, this is like, my event is life every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be able to do this and work towards life every day, every day.
I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. If you have a question that you'd like answered by Ethan on this podcast at the end of an episode, please email it to us at AmericanGlutton.net.
You just kind of made your way through that.
I'm trying to vary it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of American Glutton. I'm Ethan Suplee, and as always, joined by my chaperone, Paige Dorian. Follow us on Instagram at American Glutton Podcast. Sincerely.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.